Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Jeffrey Lord, conservative commentator and stalwart supporter of President Donald Trump, has been fired from CNN. CNN fired him after he tweeted a Nazi salute while arguing online with a liberal media analyst. Now, Lord says he was mocking Nazis, not endorsing them. And Candy Woodall, a reporter from PennLive.com, writes today that she was at Lord's house last night talking with him when White House chief strategist Steve Bannon called to tell him to, quote, keep fighting, according to the reporter. Well, joining us to take a look at this and other news in social media is Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. She joins us from Washington. Hi there, Femi.
Hello there.
So this story about Jeffrey Lord started out online with his tweet. Explain what happened and what the reaction online has been.
Well, this is a classic case of Twitter side. You tweet and then you're fired. Bit of a backstory, as there is with all Twitter sides, and that is the ongoing back and forth between Media Matters for America, the self-described progressive media watchdog, and Jeffrey Lord, who until quite recently was one of the highest profile Trump supporters on CNN in terms of being a political analyst. So there's a little bit of back and forth between Media Matters America and Jeffrey Lord about a headline that he tweeted out. So Media Matters says that the headline isn't very accurate. Jeffrey Lord tweets back two words, zig, hi.
Mm.
a matter of moments later, he was out of a job.
Moments later. I mean, I think Twitter does this to people, that they get in these back and forths and they only see the mentions, but they forget that literally everybody else can see those tweets.
Absolutely. And Jeffrey Lord, as he was online, he was debating with tweeters who were saying, this is disgusting, this is totally inappropriate, hashtag fire Jeffrey Lord. And he was trying to say, look, I am standing up for free speech. I am talking about people squashing my free speech and describing their behaviour as being Nazi-like, as being fascist. And there was a lot of sarcasm involved, but sarcasm doesn't always come over well on Twitter. CNN said very bluntly, Jeffrey Lord is no longer with the network.
Yeah, whether or not one believes he was being sarcasm. So I would say sarcasm never goes over well on Twitter. But let's move on to some of the other social media news of the week. There's a photo that's gone viral. It was of a back to school display at Walmart, and the retailers had to apologize for this display. What happened?
Well, let me just paint the picture for you on the radio. So you have a gun cabinet in Walmart, and then just above the gun cabinet, it says, own the school year like a hero. Of course, Twitter went apoplectic. Mm. That picture was shared virally. Walmart even tweeted out, that was truly awful. And then a sad emoji face. Nice one, Walmart. We immediately removed the sign from the display as soon as we found out the store location. But they're having trouble finding the store location. And it could very well have been a staff prank where the staff dared each other. I dare you to put that school sign above the gun cabinet. Didn't work out quite so well. And Walmart is still apologizing for that.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so there's also another story about a new filter that was put out and then quickly withdrawn from Face app. Now, for, you know, me and my impending decrepitude, am I too old to know what Face app actually is?
Well, you probably don't take too many selfies. If you love taking selfies, you may well have heard of Face app. It is a selfie editing app, which means that you can put filters onto your selfies to make yourself look different. Now, using tech, you can make your sad face look happy. You can make your young face look old, your old face look young. It's pretty magical. It's amazing. So FaceApp, and the app is designed and made by Russian designers, brought out a new set of filters just a few weeks ago. And their filters were, you could make yourself look black or Asian. Shall I continue? Or Caucasian or Indian. Truly amazing. Digital blackface. Who knew? People went nuts. It was seen as basically a racist app. And FaceApp have had problems with this in the past. They did an app a little while ago. And this app was to make you, the filter was to make you look hot. But the only thing it did was to make you look paler. Oh. Now, the trouble is they'd only use as their data white people. So if your idea of hotter is by using white people in your data, of course, you're only going to get lighter. It doesn't take into account all the other ethnicities. So I think FaceApp now are going to just stick to general things like a smile upside down, turning it up, putting wrinkles, taking wrinkles away, because then ethnicity filters are not going down too well. People are very, very upset about them.
Well, that's Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, bringing us up to speed about yet another controversial week in social media.
Every week.
Well,
don't like to disappoint.
It's a good thing. We'll always have something to talk about.
Always. See you next week.
Thanks a lot, Femi.
Take care.